know, what if I told you that as we get ready to close season 6, that today's guest is truly someone that really wants to invest in you, como Latino, como Latina, as a professional? They want to see you succeed. They want you to find out to know your why and your how. And they do it de todo corazón. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. What is up, ladies and gentlemen, familia? My name is Noan El Boricua, and I am your host here at Fuel Pasión Podcast, where we already know we immerse ourselves dentro de la cultura, we grow in our faith, y como siempre, we are always making those conexiones to be able to network and make the right connections with the right people. Well, I hope that at the start of this video, just to get out of the way, I hope you guys consider to subscribe. I hope that if you're listening to us via podcast, leave us a review. We would love to get the feedback as always. And, you know, I opened up with someone that's going to be really sharing with us. And look, I got my laptop here in front of me because as much as I wanted to memorize all this, there's a lot that I need to unpack in order for us to understand the importance of this final episode in season 6, where we've had some amazing conversations. We've had the opportunity to hear stories and insights of how many within the Latin community have continued to go forward, where they understand their why, where their herencia comes from, y siempre como siguiendo pa'lante. And you're going to, I say that a lot, you know, going forward, siguiendo pa'lante, because that's all we can do. And my hope is that we understand the importance, because look, when we think about the world of career success, when we think about empowerment, I need to introduce to you the vibrant, la vibrante, accomplished Marianne Piña. And she is the CEO, really the mastermind, as we'll get into this conversation, of what we call the Latino Career Assessment. She is someone that understands el sabor, that flavor of cultura, our culture, that is so vital in when we seek out our growth as a professional, how we level up in the careers, or maybe for many of you that are entrepreneurs, this conversation is really speaking to that. Now, she hailed from the wonderful World Series state champions of Texas. She is based out of Dallas, and she is really someone that really understands the beauty of just what it sees and looks like, or feels, not sees, but feels and looks like when we think about corporate success. Now, she has a huge commitment when it comes to her clients, her candidates, la comunidades that she has. She is a trailblazer. I'll touch on that in this conversation. She is a trailblazer of Mexican-American entrepreneurs. She has been a part of many big things. We're looking at 2020 Women's Business Council Southwest Rising Star Award, the prestigious 2021 Dallas 40 Under 40 Honor. She even took the stage as a keynote speaker for the NCH Corporation of the Women's Leadership Program back in 2020. But look, before all of that, she really understood the importance of higher education. She was all about her students. She was about her, the educators, the community. There's something that, I ask of her, and she's even authored the book, like, Don't Dread Monday, Tu Guía a un Éxito de Tu Carrera. It's not in Spanish. I just wanted to say it in Spanish. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, Marianne is all about understanding the involvement within the comunidad, her community. She serves on many advisory boards. She's been a member of many current and past organizations where she's really about, how do I lean in? How do I make an impact? And how do we create a legacy? Marianne is not just a CEO. She is a force within the Latin community. She has her unique style, but she's all about helping people write their stories of success. She has una pasión, una dedicación, and this very amazing energy of hers that really makes her a true dynamo within the Latin community. She's truly a Latina of empowerment. We've had a few Latinas on the show, And I just think because we need to speak to that. We need to give them their flowers. And I hope that this conversation is beneficial to you. And well, let's get into the conversation. Bueno, mi gente familia, I am super excited as we are closing out season 6 here at Fuel Pasión Podcast. It's an honor, and really, I'm low-key excited because I get a chance to talk to this amazing guest that we have. She hails from the champions, I have to say, the World Series champions of Texas. She's based out of Dallas, Texas, and I'm excited because there's a couple things here. One, she had a chance to be able to speak to our company where I work at, and I just had to get her on as a guest. And she is, again, in the introduction of this podcast, you heard a little bit about her bio, but I have to give her, I have to give you your props here, okay? You are the top 100 Latinas in the U.S. that was issued by the Latino Leaders Magazine back in May of 2023. And not only that, felicidades, congrats, because you just got this Entrepreneur Leadership Award within the Greater Dallas Hispanic Chamber just recently. So I'm excited to be able to present to each and every one of you, Marianne Pina, here on the show and on the episode. So bienvenida, welcome, super excited to have you. For those that don't know you, give a little background and then we'll get started with the questions.
Oh, absolutely. Noan, my pleasure, amigo, to be here and to be part of your podcast today. I am Marianne Pina. I'm the daughter of Mexican immigrants. I've been very fortunate in my own journey, the good, the bad, and everything in between. You know, you always got to make the best of it. And I'm just glad to be here to share more.
Love it. And I kind of want you to share a little bit about your journey for those that are listening and watching, because I think, one, the fact that you have this LCA, right, the Latino Career Assessment, and you are the founder, CEO, as well as some other partnerships that you've done. Can you share a little bit of, like, why you are where you're at today? Like, what inspired you to do what you're doing today? And what's a little bit about that work that people can learn about?
Ooh, that's already a tough question. So right out of the gate, I will share with your audience and you that I'm a big feeler. So if you know anything about the MBTI assessment, Marianne Pina is a feeler. So I get very emotional when it comes to the personal aspect of who I am and what the journey has been. But to answer your question, the what and the why. So yes, I'm the founder of the Latino Career Assessment, which is the first validated assessment for an ethnic group, which is our Latino community, right? And the reason it becomes as why, like, por qué? Like, why did you do this, Marianne? I get that question all the time. And one of the things that my company does, I'm a CEO of Career Management Partners, and we're a talent solutions firm. So we do everything from executive recruiting, leadership development, and outplacement services. The thing that became so apparent to me was getting tapped on the shoulder of saying, Marianne, I have this Latino or Latina employee that has great potential, but they're struggling. And through that process, I quickly realized that it wasn't just that one Latino or that one Latina. There was a number of them, a number of us that struggle in our own career journey to understand how to navigate corporate America. And so one of the things that my company does, and I'm fascinated by, is we do a lot of assessment for selection and assessment for development. So for any of you in the HR space or recruiting, you're probably familiar with like the Hogan or the DISC assessment or an MBTI. And so I quickly realized that there was a missing piece to understanding the underrepresentation of Latinos in leadership roles. And this is the why. The why was because I was tired of hearing, ay, mija, we've been talking about this since the 80s. And I was thinking, listen, I was born in the 80s, and now we're still talking about it. There's a big issue to address. And that's exactly what I did with my team. I came back and I said, there's a gap. There's a big need in my Latino community. I'm fascinated by the power of assessment and validation assessment. And so this is where the genesis and the Latino Career Assessment was really born, of truly understanding the gaps of our Latino professionals in corporate America. And this is why I had the opportunity to speak at your organization during Hispanic Heritage Month.
This is amazing. I think people don't understand, because you're right. The fact that if you were born in a certain época and it's still an issue today, I think that's a huge challenge. And I think I mean, to be honest, I think a lot of times the hardest part of being the first gen or being the first person in the family that maybe decides to go to college or actually decide to get a master or, wow, amazingly, to go after a doctorate, it's uncharted territory within the Latin community. That's tough. But I think that it's vital to be able to have the right tools in place, but also the right conexiones, right? And I think this is the fact why I appreciate what you've done, because I think it's been an unlock for a lot of professionals, both young and old, because I think for me, as you know, the saying says, you have to be a dreamer at no matter what stage you're at, right? Yeah, so I think for me, like knowing that you did this, because I'm going to be real, to do something like the LCA is not like a small task. Like the Latino population in North America is clearly on the uprise and it's only getting higher. I mean, I could speak for LA. We are the majority when it comes to like demographics. So the question then becomes, like, as professionals, what are we giving our Latinos as far as the right tools and resources? And in your case, you have this resource, it's available. And I kind of want to know the genesis of it. Like, in the beginning, what were some of the challenges? Like, you know, what were some of the things that you kind of saw that you were like, okay, like, I think I need to lean into others to really help, you know, bring this to life. What did that feel like? What did that look like?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So I would say that the biggest undertaking, just full transparency, creating a validated assessment from scratch has not been easy. There's a couple things that I'm going to address. First and foremost, the validation of it. So we have an IO psychologist on the team that has helped us through the journey, right? And so I won't get into the science, but just overall, when it comes to validation, it's really understanding when it comes to the Latino career assessment, we've taken the Latino cultural scripts that are real. When you Google Latino cultural scripts, you will quickly realize that research has been done since like the late 1970s up until today. Here's the biggest gap that I found. There was a lot of research and nothing to bring the theory to practice. And that is exactly what we've done with the Latino career assessment. It's no longer about theory. It's no longer about, oh, well, Latinos tend to be X, Y, Z. No. Latinos tend to behave in certain ways because of our cultural scripts. And now this is what we can do about it. There's no wrong in regards to our Latino cultural scripts. And this is my biggest message to our Latino community. Our Latino cultural scripts is who we are and it's what we need to embrace. It gives us the power to be who we are in the organizations that we choose to be in. Now we just need to learn how to navigate those organizations that we choose to be in. Because key thing here, I'm saying choose because we all have a choice. If we're unhappy of where we are, you have the choice to find another place, but we choose not to.
Facts. That's really big. Why do you think people choose not to?
Woo, okay, real talk. Couple things. One, I think we get so ingrained into the level of comfort that we think, oh, I'm in a good place. I don't want to stir anything up. That's number one. Number two, it comes to our gender differences. Now, men historically are much more prone to be risk adverse, right? Like are risk tolerant, which means, hey, you know what? I'm going to take the chance. I may not qualify, but I'm going to go for it anyway. And us Latinas, oh no, forget about it. It's like, oh, do we qualify 1, 2, 3, 20? No, I really don't. I'm not going to apply. So I think that also ties into our cultural scripts of Marianismo and machismo, right? And so I think having a better understanding of how our cultural scripts really do influence our day-to-day behaviors, not only from a personal perspective, but from a career perspective, it has a huge impact. And that's the level of self-awareness I want our Latino community to understand.
That's really good. And I was so deep dive in that because I know you touched on that at your presentation where the Marianismo and the machismo, I was like, yo, I'd never thought about some of those key things, but kind of shifting when I think about the assessment that I took and when I think about some of the work that you've done in general in your career, there's a big thing for me in my life. I recently was interviewed for a master's a colleague of mine, they're in their master's program, and they interviewed me. And one of the things that really stood out to them, and this was a question that I had sent you, was really about mentorship. One of the resounding things that kept coming out of my kind of sit down interview was I constantly kept talking about like a board of directors in your life, in your career. Who's that one mentor in your corner? I gave an analogy of like, you know, mentors are like the that corner ring of the MMA fight, where you have various coaches from different backgrounds, from grappling to striking. You have your cut man, but you have your central mentor in the middle, right? And at the end of the day, when the bell rings, you got to get up and keep going. But who are those people in your corner? So for you, when you think about mentorship and empowerment because of mentorship, like how have you approached it, like being a mentor? And then on the flip side, how has being a mentee benefited your growth in where you're at today?
Oh, absolutely. I love the ring analogy, right? And so, yes, the Texas Rangers just won the World Series. I have to say that. And one of the things that I love about Bocce, the coach, right? It's like, man, there's something to be said about the Bocce bullpen leadership, right? Like maybe that should be a new tagline. But if you think about the coaching that he did, like he was pulling out some pitchers that were doing really well in the inning. And I was like, I wanted to pull my hair out. I'm like, why are you doing that? They're doing great. But what I quickly realized, and you bring the analogy of like sports and stuff, but it applies to every day of mentorship and mentees, right? As a mentor myself, I'll be honest and say that, you know what? I may not be the right fit for everybody. But if someone thinks that I am, then by God, like I am going to do the best that I can. And I say this to you openly. I get a lot of messages on LinkedIn. One of my biggest things, and I tell this to my colleagues and my friends, is I may not message you right away, but I promise I will message you. And so that is the first thing that as Latinas, or as Latinos, we need to make sure that we pull up our next generation. It's not just this mindset of, I've made it to the top. I have nothing to worry about. That's not where I come from. I have a huge responsibility on my shoulders, which is why I created the Latino Career Assessment of lifting up our next generation. But then you bring up a really good point. It's a two-way street, right? From a mentee, because I'm a mentee. And so some of these young individuals, young Latino professionals that I speak with, oh my gosh, their perspectives are so different, Noan. And I learned from them, like, you know what? I wish I had your thinking when I was your age. I just didn't. I was still trying to navigate the whole, am I Mexican enough? Am I American enough? I didn't. And so some of these younger Latino professionals, depending on what generation they are, they're not going through that struggle. They're at phase two of what I thought was phase one, right? So now as a mentee, I'm able to see that, hey, not everyone has our own, can share our own journey, but the phases are very similar. So especially for people like you, Noan, and like myself, that were in the first and second generation of being able to understand as a mentee, there's things that we can learn from these generations that while there are differences, there are similarities. And we can always continue to learn from our younger generation and our older generation. Because when you think about like our baby boomer Latinos, that's a whole different game, and I love them to death, right? Like my Chicanos and it's just like we're all different generation, but you know what? At the end of the day, we all fit under an umbrella, right? Yeah. And that umbrella is that somos Latinos. We're loud, we're proud, most of us, right? You know, there's one here and there, but at the end of the day, we are here with a purpose, and we're so ingrained in this family and community and unity that I think we need to leverage that power more to make things happen.
That's good. That's good. All right. That's a setup for the next question. But before I even get to that, there was a moment in your career journey that you got burned out. And yes. I need people to hear this because I feel you on that. I think that the old school generation of that analogy of the umbrella, it's like
calladito, calladita, I don't care. Wow. You wake up, like, right? Like, you just, yeah, you got to grind it out. Don't matter, like, what part of Latin America you're from. Like, yeah, we have this mindset of, like, they're go-getters, and you basically work until you don't work. It's interesting. I had an older gentleman, un señor, that, you know, he was sharing with me in this car ride when I was taking him home that his, you know, his family, his kids, all they do is work, work, work. And to him, he was like, I did that, but you need a balance. And I was kind of like, and I thought of you, where I kind of want you to share this. You shared where there was a point that you ended up in the hospital. Tell us a little bit of, like, what led you there, and yeah, what was the aha moment that you were like, the pivot's here.
Yeah, no, and you're putting me on the spot, and this is where I get emotional, right? So when I did the speech for your organization, that I rarely ever share that. And so I think it's raw and real, right? I think so many of us are experiencing this career angst that we don't know what to do, and we feel so much alone that we just grind it out. And why do we grind it out? Think about it. What are we taught as young kids? Work hard, head down, and yep, you get through it. And I love that, Nolan. I do. And I'm going to end this with the Palma story later. But the journey through this, where I am today, you're right. So I was in an organization that I was great at what I did. You know, think about this. So many of us are great at what we do, but we hate it.
Yeah.
And so I was living, breathing, dreaming my journey, my career at the time. And I quickly realized that I hated it. I hated it, but I felt like there was no way out. I didn't know. I just didn't know. I didn't know my options. And I think that's what a lot of Latinos are experiencing right now. First and foremost, we might be in the wrong industry. That was me. Second, we majored in the wrong field. Oh, that was me. Number three, we have no freaking idea what our core needs are. And by the way, that was me. And so, yes, I remember this day vividly. I was a single mom. It was midnight. I don't know. I just remember getting to the ER at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was throwing up everywhere. The room was just spinning and spinning. And the realization came from hours at the ER and the doctor coming back in. Because when you think about the ER doctors, when do they ever sit down on the bed with you?
Mm.
I mean, in my experience, never, nunca. Like, they don't have time for that. But this doctor did, Noan. Like, he sat on the table y me miró a los ojos y me dice, Marianne, like, you're young, you're healthy, blood work is good, your MRI is good, CT scan is good. And then he asked me, what is going on in your personal life that landed you here? Yes, I was a single mom, but I was doing great. But then I quickly realized that I didn't have career alignment with my purpose and values. I didn't. And I didn't even know what that meant. And I had to go through my own journey and struggle of realizing that I have three core needs in my life. Three that now really do influence everything that I do. And the first one is freedom. I need freedom. I need the freedom to choose, the freedom to do, not to do. I need creativity in my life. Hence the Latino Career Assessment. I was able to have so much creative time and space that I was able to create the Latino Career Assessment. And number three, I need impact. Impact at a scale that can show that I'm not just doing things for myself, I'm doing things for others. Y que más to do more for my own Latino community. And this is where the Latino Career Assessment really comes in. But, you know, the good and the bad, right? I had to go through that ER visit, hit rock bottom, and realize, crap, I chose the wrong field. I'm great at it, but I'm not happy in it. And then I had to go through my own journey of realizing where I really needed to be.
Mm. Man, so here's the question. Thank you for being so honest and transparent, because I think another conversation for another day is that we tend not to be vulnerable and transparent to other people, especially nuestra gente, to show them like, yo, we struggle too. Yeah. But yo, there's a light at the end of that tunnel. You just got to keep doing it, right? So knowing that you've built this, I really believe that this is a work of legacy for you. And for me, I want to know, like knowing that you're cultivating this, what's your ultimate hope of this legacy moment that you're at? And I know you're still in it, right? Like, it's still evolving. It's getting better. It's sharper, like 100%, because you're very aware of the different generations of our Latin community, right? But for you, what is that lasting legacy moment that you're hoping to envision for Marianne?
Two things. First, it's a legacy of love. I think if we were all to take a step back, really, and understand that we're all much more similar than different, right? You pull back the layers. What do we all need? We all need love. We all need acceptance. We all need support. I don't care who you are. It's what we need. We're all human. Mm-hmm. So a legacy of love. And number two, a legacy of impact when it comes to Latino career progression in the United States. Because everyone wants to talk about the underrepresentation on all the stats. But what are we actually doing about it? We have the fastest growing GDP, but what does that really mean for our Latino community? What are we buying with that growing GDP? Are we buying just, I don't know, clothes or cars? Or are we truly buying the things that will build us generational wealth? And I want that to be remembered. And when it comes to the Latino career assessment, that is part of that legacy. It's the part of the legacy of leaving impact. So for those of you in the HR space, and I say this day in and out, I want the Latino career assessment. The Latino Career Assessment is going to be your next MBTI, your next DISC, where every organization is going to be using it to support the Latino career progression in their organization. And if they're not, they're missing the beat. And why are they missing the beat? Because our Latino community is the fastest growing community in the United States. And the pipeline needs to be filled by Latinos.
Love that, man. That's like a mic drop. We could totally end it right there. And I think something that's really dope is that I know that because you are a coach and the work that you do and being able to help others get to the next level, has there been like this amazing impact of like beneficial moment for Latino professionals or Latinas that you've seen that comes to mind and you're like, wow, this is really work? Like, who's someone that comes to mind? Maybe you don't have to say their name, but like, who comes to mind where you were just like, yo, this is really working. Like there's impact happening because we're getting the testimonials.
Yeah. So I, without mentioning any organization, I will tell you just at a broad level that there's a lot of organizations, there's a lot of Latino professionals that have either two things, have gone through the Latino career assessment, have gone through one of the workshops, or they have spoken to me that they are taking something away from it. And I think the part that they're mostly taking away from it, which you can probably resonate with, is the fact that we finally put something that we all are thinking about, but we have no freaking idea what that means, right? So when I talk through the Latino cultural scripts of why is familia so darn important? Why are Latinos choosing not to take the promotion because family is so important and they choose to stay in their state? Versus taking the promotion and moving. And so this is real conversations of being able to understand how are we behaving? What are the choices that we're making to have career progression? And so without giving any names out, I will tell you that's been the biggest gratification of hearing Latino professionals say, Marianne, thank you. Or, you know, to my team that is helping me push this out across organizations in the United States. It's the impact, again, my core need of having in our Latino community for eyes to be wide open and have a level of self-awareness and understanding of what it is that we need to do in order to grow in our careers and the organizations that we choose to be in.
That's amazing. And I love to hear that. And kind of like bringing us home, what for you, like what advice do you have for a Latin community, like these aspiring professionals that want to succeed in whatever field, especially like when they face challenges?
Oh, where do I start? We can go on and on about this, Noan. To keep it simple and to keep it to what, not only what I think, but what science is telling us, there's three things. First and foremost, as an individual, the research now shows that we have to have career alignment with purpose and values. We have to. That is the foundation of our success. If we are in the wrong organization, if we're in the wrong industry, we are never going to feel like we're satisfied or doing what our purpose is to do in our life, right? Number two is interpersonal development. Never stop learning. And I'm going to focus this really quick, because when I talk about education, I'm not talking about higher ed. I'm not talking about, hey, go get your MBA because you need it for XYZ. Listen, learning continuously is key to all of our success. That can be formal education. Absolutely. Go get your MBA. But is it going to stop there? No, it's not. Sometimes one of the things that I appreciate the most about individuals is the fact that they have these, now I wouldn't say random facts, but they have this just a plethora of knowledge of things that I can learn from, right? So never stop learning. Invest in yourself. Even when your organization is not choosing you because, oh, I'm sorry, you're not at the right level. Hey, you know what? Take control of your own career and your own destiny, because if you don't, no one else is going to. So this is your opportunity. And then the last thing is learn to navigate the organizations that you choose to be in. And that's key. Choosing to be in an organization is all up to you. No one is holding you down. And number two, if you choose to be there, learn how to navigate it. And I talked to this when I talked to your organization, Noan, is what does corporate America really want? What do they need? I'll highlight two things. One is assertiveness. And one of our cultural scripts is respect. We value the concept of respect so much that we tend not to push back. We tend not to ask the right questions. We don't want to ruffle the feathers. But what our organization wants us to be is assertive. So can we ask the right question and be respectful, be assertive? Absolutely. So changing the framework of how we interpret some of these things is very important. And then the second piece, there's quite a bit but more, but I'll hone in on this one, because in our culture, in our cultura, we tend to be, oh, no, mija, es que tienes que ser humilde. You got to be humble, right? There's a time and place for being humble, and there's a time and place for I. Do you have the level of comfort to say, I did this, I need this, I want this? My friend, if you don't, you've got a lot of learning and growing to do. And once you finish growing, I want you to take this away, is that we start evolving as an individual. And being able to evolve is key to our success.
That was really good. That was really good. You got me thinking, because I think that part of navigating is so key, right? Like, I know you probably saw that movie A Million Miles Away, right? And it, just to see his way that he had to navigate and assimilate, not assimilate, it's so true for all of us, right? So that was so good. All right. Let's kind of like loosen up a little bit. When you're not doing this amazing work for all of us here in North America and the United States of like leveling us up and getting us to where we need to get to, what do you love to do? What's something that gets you refueled and just kind of, you know, revitalizes you to be able to do the work that you're doing on a daily?
Yeah, claro. No, I love the question. So full transparency, I'm an entrepreneur, right? And so one of our conversations earlier was about balance. Listen, if you choose to be an entrepreneur, there's no freaking balance if you want to do it right. And so I now I can live, breathe, and dream what I do, Noan, because I love it. So where is my balance? Honestly, there is no balance because I love what I do. But if I choose to go on a hike, which is my freedom to choose, I go on hikes. I love the outdoors. Anything, put me in nature and I'm going to be in the happiest place on earth. But listen, if I have a 2 o'clock meeting with the client, you bet I'm going to walk down that mountain and get on that 2 p.m. call, right? And so this is part of where my journey has taken me, of to truly have an understanding and awareness of what are Maryam Binia's core needs and how do I frame that to be successful and happy in the life that I choose to live.
That's good. I love it. You're also an author. And, you know, I want people to know kind of like some of the things that you've had a chance to. And I know you're a contributor as well of articles. So give us a little plug, like give us a little bit about, you know, how you became an author and also the opportunity to contribute to various organizations.
Definitely. So that whole ER story led me to write a book called Don't Dread Monday. Because that's exactly what I was experiencing. And I thought to myself and my partner who I wrote it with, Joe Frotcham, who happens to be my husband. So I like to say I'm the boss at home and at work. We wrote this book together. And what we quickly realized is that there is a career chasm that many of us are facing. And it all boils down to not understanding what our core needs. So that's what Don't Dread Monday is about. So many people always ask me, Maryam, well, how did you identify your core needs? The book guides you through that process. It's being able to identify what do you do on your off time that you truly enjoy. So I mentioned hiking. Hiking has to do for me is the freedom of choice. What trail am I going to go on? Am I going to go left? Am I going to go right? The creativity that I get from it. Once I reach the peak, if any of you are hikers, you know that euphoric feeling when you make it to the peak. It's the greatest feeling for me where I can just sit down, relax, and as my creative juices start flowing. And then so as a result, now I can have the impact that I didn't even know I was supposed to have, hence the Latino Career Assessment and other projects that I work on. But I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, 100% it does. Yeah. And I think that's something that I hope our readers can be inspired to do that. I want to hear your analogy of the Palmas, but before that, what, like looking ahead, future aspirations, what are your aspirations both for yourself and as well the impact that you're making, you know, on the Latin community from a professional lens?
Yeah, aspirations. Woo. Okay, mom. So mom, I have these conversations with my mother, but you know, I feel like I'm just getting started and on. I really am. And I think that I don't have a clear answer, and I hope that makes sense because we're not supposed to, right? It's part of the journey. We don't know what we don't know, and it's okay not to know. It doesn't have to be a set plan, and I think that goes with my own personality. I don't need to have XYZ on the paper to understand where I'm going because sometimes one thing that I know is true is life is going to hit you. It hits all of us.
Yeah.
I wasn't supposed to be a single mom, but I was, right? I wasn't supposed to be the daughter of like divorced parents, but I was, right? And so when you start to take a look at what is your journey, where do you aspire to be? Listen, this is one thing that I do know. I aspire to follow my core needs to continue to have the impact that we're having it with our clients and specifically my Latino community.
Man, there it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's super key to always be reminded of that because that's where we are going to be able to have, you know, just the mindset of constantly evolving and getting there as long as, to your point, you have your core, like the core three things that you need, as long as those are being fulfilled,
right?
I think that's what gets you to keep going forward and to be able to fulfill the things that you're doing in the legacy that you're creating, more importantly, an impacting legacy. You are truly one of a kind because I've never seen an LCA, you know, an assessment of this nature where it speaks to mi identidad, mi cultura. I think that's something that you just, mi respetos, like my tip of the hat, because we need more people within our community that can do this type of work. And I think the fact that you're a trailblazer and you're willing to put yourself out there just shows the impact that you're currently making, and it's going to continue to happen. So I just want to say thank you for that. Like that's totally unscripted. Like that's just coming from the heart because I think that
I appreciate it, amigo.
I recognize real, right? Like I got to recognize what you're doing and I'm grateful that you're doing these great things, you know? So we need this. Y por eso seguimos pa'lante, you know, because of the fact that we get people like you that really pushes us to get to where we got to get to, in identifying what we have and what we can give. So that's really amazing. And I would love to kind of hear this analogy of yours that you stated earlier to kind of maybe just close this out.
Claro que sí. I'd love to share it. And this is very personal to me. So for those of you that know my story or don't, here it is. Marianne Pina from the Rio Grande Valley. And this is where I get emotional because it's crazy to think that this young Mexican girl, daughter of Mexican immigrants, is where she is, right? And Rio Grande Valley, if you don't know where that is, it's the southern point of Texas. And so growing up, the only days off from school was when the hurricane was coming, right? The McAllen, Texas is full of palm trees. It's one of the only cities and towns in the whole world that has as many palm trees as they do. That's why it's also nicknamed the City of Palms. And so when the hurricanes would come through, I quickly realized as a kid was the only thing left standing were palm trees. Google it. After a hurricane, the only thing left standing were palm trees. The question became as why? I give the symbolism of resilience, and that is our people. That's nuestra comunidad. We already have that foundation of resilience, como las palmas, that there's nothing that can knock us down. And that is my analogy of las palmas.
Man. That, bueno, mi gente, that there it is. Like, we should be las palmas, and that we do and we continue to be resilient in all that we do, no matter what industry, no matter what community you're in, you know, be the palma, you know. Yes. And Marianne, I appreciate you for being la palma and also being fully transparent and vulnerable. We need to know and hear that at times. And I think the fact that you share that, it comes from a place of passion. And I think that's the beauty of it, right? There is no weakness when we get teary-eyed or we reflect. No, if anything, eso no da la fortaleza.
Claro. Of
just reaffirming, you know, reaffirming. So I want to shoot this up here. So for everyone, how can they find you? I know I'm going to put the website here. I know that they can go here. At the latinocareerassessment.com. But where else can they find you? Where else can they follow you just to stay up to date with everything that you got going on?
Yeah, I'm highly active on LinkedIn. So Marianne Pina Frotch, I'm on there. And then I'm active on Instagram, Marianne Pina there. And so, but other than that, if you want to shoot me an email, MariannePat.CareerMP.com. I'm always available. LinkedIn messaging is probably the best because I'm very, very diligent of getting to that. So
100%. I will say this is kind of how we got connected was LinkedIn. So I'm a witness. She does answer. She does get back. So I got you. I can vouch for you on that. All right. Bueno, mi gente. I would also ask you guys to check us out, FuelPasionPodcast.com, for all the latest episodes. And I think this is one of the best ways that we can conclude season 6 is with none other than Marianne Pina for all that she's done and what she continues to do para nuestra gente and just a lasting impact of who you are. So Marianne, as a Latina, as a mom, as an entrepreneur, as an amazing human being, sigue pa'lante. And all we can do is say much continued success in all you're doing in the highs and the lows. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Noah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you really enjoyed this conversation. It's something that really brings me great joy and really makes me reflect the importance of when I really think about like music, right? Like in the grand symphony of life, we've seen and we know what it is, the crescendo of a career growth and what a really an amazing way of from a musical, like how do we, you know, if you've ever been to like a Spanish concert and, you know, I'll give you an example, like let's say Maná, and Maná is closing out and they walk off stage. What's the one thing that we always yell out in the crowd? We yell, otra, otra. And 9 times out of 10, they always come out. And I think that's the performance that we see when we invest, as Marianne says, when we know what makes us click and go. And for her, it's three, right? What are your three? What are the three that allow you to crescendo into this beautiful symphony of success in your journey? And I want us to savor the melodies. I want us to understand that you've accomplished a lot. In the case of Marianne, we heard her challenges, the highs and lows. But in the midst of all of that, as her analogy of the palm trees, she is resilient and she continues to create a lasting legacy moment with the Latino Career Assessment, and as well as an amazing mother and wife and entrepreneur. So mi felicidades once again to you, Marianne. And my hope is that for us, we can see that our success, you know, have been the sweetest notes up until now. Look, the whole concept of this final episode of understanding my herencia, my identity as a Latino, of knowing where I came from and where I'm currently at and where God is going to take me, is understanding that there's a composition, or it has to be composed of dedication. There has to be hard work and this unwavering support team, right? And we talked about that, Marianne, we talked about that, right? This is why I wanted to share this season with you. I want you to understand the importance of who you are within the Latin community, who God created you to be, and that you need to own it. Yo, if you're Mexican American, if you're Boricua, if you're Cuban, if you're Central American, if you're from Brazil, like wherever you're from, I want you to be able to showcase tu cultura. I want people to be immersed in your identity that makes you the best version of who you are and why, where you're at currently, you do the greatness that you're able to embark on in the work that you do on a daily. And if you're an entrepreneur, as she said, there is no days off. So showcase that. But can I challenge you? Can you make sure we pay it forward? Can we make sure that as we continually learn about who we are and our identity as Latinos, as Latinas, my hope is that grow as that professional, grow as that human being, and constantly look. For me, I lean on God on those moments. And look, I don't know who your support system is, but my hope is that you can lean into that mentor. We talked about that, and that's key. We need mentors in our life to check those levels of where we're at. So I want us to prepare this next season, this enthusiasm, una determinación, this determination, y de poder creer, de have this belief that those concerts of our life, the next performances, yo, get ready to go on tour, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, that should be the mindset, right? That people are getting ready to go on tour for the show and the performance that you are about to get. Look, at the time of this recording, we are towards the end of the year of 2023, and I'm just excited because each season is a chance to be able to evolve, innovate, thrive. I want us to seize that spotlight. Look, I would say just my window's right here. I want us to be able to seize that spotlight. Y ese siguiente capítulo que tenemos ahí, que ya está listo en 2024. That next season, that new year, my hope that it is filled with la música más linda, the most beautiful music in the world, and more importantly, that it will be able to echo en nuestros corazones. Today, Marianne showed us, desde todo corazón, she's here to serve each and every one of you, but more importantly, for you to find your purpose and your why. My question is, do you embark in that journey de todo corazón? Are you willing to go all in? My hope, and I think I know the answer to that, por supuesto que sí, y como no. So, let's continue the crescendo of success. And I'm excited for the new singles, symphonies, EPs, CDs that are going to be composed. And if you found value in this, my hope is that you can share this with someone. And Marianne, gracias to each and every one of you watching and listening. Gracias for checking us out in season 6, where we talk about identity and herencia. How does that show up in the culture, in our faith, and in the connections and network and circles that we have? My hope is that it constantly just elevating. I'm excited for the next season. I hope you guys enjoy it. And more importantly, as always, I hope you can check us out on the website, fieldpositionpodcast.com. I hope maybe you can become a partner in Patreon to help us try to elevate some things. And more than anything, immerse yourself dentro de la cultura, grow in your faith, and make sure you always make those conexiones. Y como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.